For those of you who were at the concert, I'm just about to announce that there has been an overwhelming demand this week to have a massive knockdown drag out group sing.
Yeah.
So I get to show off 100 times a year, so I would like you all to show off for me. Let's do some singing. And also there was a bunch of people, there were a whole bunch of people who came up and wanted me to do a bunch of kids songs, especially my short friends. And there's lots of room up here in the front. Just move these microphones out of the way, my kids sit there if they need to. So those of you who are sitting in the back, praying to your necks. And there's a nice little fairy tale that Melvina Reynolds wrote. It's got a nice easy part for you to join in and sing. A wishful fairy tale. Because the bankers and the diplomats are going in the army. A happy day I get my pay to see them on parade. With their paunches at attention and their striped pants at ease. They're getting patriotic and they're going overseas. We'll have to do our level best to try and carry on. Keep the laddies and lassies here to manage while they're gone. This is your life. Contented that they'll fight it anymore. They don't need propaganda, they know what they're fighting for. They'll march along in dignity and in the best of form. And we'll just keep the laddies here to keep the lassies warm. Special cause it's all so new and strange. We'll give them silver shovels when they have to dig a hole. And they can sing in harmony while calling out the roll. They'll feed them all K-rations in a hand-embroidered box. And when they die, we'll mail them home and bury them in Fort Knox. Something I learned from a student about 10 years ago when I was teaching a children's workshop here at Augusta. And it starts off, we're going to tempt the fates today and make it rain in here. Now all you have to do is do what I do with my hands. Now, there's two rules, campers. We're going to start over here and we're going to move from here across to here. Now when I'm facing you, and you have to sort of imagine what I mean by facing you, you do what I'm doing with my hands. Okay, then you keep doing that until I'm going to start over here and I come show you something else to do. But wait till I come to you. Got it? Yes.
That's how I'm going to
took out the rainbow man.
I thought it'd be pretty cool, a great joke sometime, if when I was doing a concert somewhere, if all of a sudden the audience started doing that instead of applauding. And then somebody said, well, man, and that's, you know, some guy came out who looked like he'd been to one too many Grateful Dead concerts. I said, man, like I saw Frank Zappa do that years ago. What's so cool about that? Okay, you made some music with your hands. I'd like to show you some different ways you can use your hands. First of all, I have to teach you a song. And actually, I usually teach this song in the language I first learned it in when I was 7. My mother taught me this song. She taught me in Russian. Are you up for learning 4 lines in Russian? It's not hard. Each line starts off boost sig da. Right.
Boost sig da.
And the first line, they tune the banjo differently. Right? First line goes boost sig da boot yet sonse.
Boost sig da boot yet sonse.
I usually have a little sheet with the words on mine. Probably slept on it last night or something. And the singing sounds like this. Boost sig da boot yet sonse.
Boost sig da boot yet sonse.
And boot yet nieve.
Boost sig da boot yet nieve.
Yet mama.
Boost sig da boot yet mama.
Boduya.
Boost sig da boduya.
Boot yet sonse.
Boost sig da boot yet sonse.
Boot yet nieve.
Boost sig da boot yet nieve.
Boot yet mama.
Boost sig da boot yet mama.
Boduya.
Boost sig da.
Propaganda I've just fed to you. It's with my little 7-year-old girl about 25 years ago. It means
may there always be sunshine. May there always be blue skies. May there always be mama. May there always be me.
That's all pretty fine. Talk to 35 million people in this country. You've never been able to talk. May there always be. You now know 3/4 of the song. Now, those of you who think you have terrible voices, this is for you because you've probably got great hands. So just try and those of you who want to sign in harmony, some of you can walk here. Or if you're a trapezoid, you'll probably want to go sort of. Now, sunshine. You draw a little sun up in the sky here. You put your 2 fists up there, and that's the shine. Let's try, may there always be sunshine. May there always be sunshine. Great, you all are good. It's the best group singing I've ever seen. Blue skies, you make a B in sign language up over your head. This is blue skies. This is mama. If you want to give equal time to papa, this is papa up here. And this is me. Ready?
May there always be sunshine.
Let's throw some harmony to it.
May there always be blue skies.
May there
always be mama.
May there
always be me.
May there always be sunshine.
May there always be blue skies.
May there interested in seeing a little more signing, most of my concert set tonight is going to be interpreted. So come to the concert and we'll be able to see it. Does somebody have a medium flat pick? My Kathy Fink fashion pick happens to be of the light variety. Anybody out there have one?
Hey, just pass it up.
I promise I'll give it back to you.
Somebody told me a great definition. I was at a party the other night, and he turned to me and he was looking for a flat pick on the floor, and he said, "You know, John, flat pick is the only thing in the world that's exactly the same color as your living room carpet." About 30 different people came up and wanted me to sing this next song. Now I guess, given the opportunity, there probably isn't anybody who would like me to tune my guitar. Who wouldn't bypass the opportunity to change the world in some way or influence it for the better? And I'm really no exception. And I've decided that the sure way to do that is to attack ritual songs. And in fact, I picked out one particular ritual song that I think is not only the most prevalent, but is definitely the worst. We all use it dozens of times, and I know I have heard it, in fact, within the last week myself. And I'm speaking, of course, of Happy Birthday to you. Is it your birthday today? We have got a guinea pig. Former Elkins resident wrote a great song as an alternative to that little funereal dirge. Makes me think of the good old days. Happy birthday, sugar on your baby wing. Happy birthday.
What birthday is
it? 30th birthday. 30th birthday, wish you many more. See, the world is changing in Elkins here, at least. So if you've never sung it before, join in, because Lori? It's Lori's 30th birthday, and her friends were too cheap to throw her a party for the Garden's Festival instead. And besides that, you're gonna need this song. You're gonna go home, mark my words. You're gonna go home, you're gonna go to your birthday, you're gonna go to the next birthday party, they're gonna bring out the cake, and you're gonna say, wait. Damn. Yeah, you know, I knew I should have bought that record. But look at it now, it's cheaper. It makes me think of the good old days. Y'all know, sing it out.
It makes me think of the good old days. Happy birthday to you.
Sure, all your baby ways.
Sure, all your baby ways. Happy birthday to you.
It's the 30th birthday.
Health and wealth and friends by the score.
Cut the cake, let's eat some more.
Cut the cake, let's eat some more. Happy birthday to you.
We're gonna let the second grade out early today. Maybe they don't like the kind of blue. Just turned 7 years old that day and gonna get a party at school. Walk back home and take it on the yard. There's chairs and tables and over the yard. And spend your time and all real hard.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
sugar on your baby, happy birthday to you.
Seventh birthday,
celebrate,
wish many more,
health, wealth,
friends by the score. Cut the cake,
let's eat some more.
Happy birthday,
taking all the stars, chair and table, over the garden, for jumping on the merry holiday heart.
Happy birthday,
Macy Lane.
Macy Lane, I feel it. Happy birthday, sugar, I'm your baby. Happy birthday,
not a second birthday.
This next song too, which is, it's interesting how history teaches us lessons about ourselves and how we can figure out how to react to things in our lives today. For instance, National Geographic had, I think it was about a year ago, had a cover story on the Underground Railroad. And of course, at the time that the Underground Railroad was happening, it was incredibly illegal and considered immoral for people to be involved in it, in the harbors, people who were on their way, living all the stories that we listened to the last half hour. And now, everybody jumps on the bandwagon saying, oh yes, my ancestors had people in their basement and all this kind of stuff. But no, nobody was everybody was afraid of it. Then, it's funny how history repeats itself today, isn't it? Maybe 100 years from now, there'll be articles in National Geographic spotting the crisis of the sanctuary movement. It's hard to say. Thank you.
to our door, we say, come on up. I got a lifeline, come on up to this train of mine. Come on up. I got a lifeline, come on up to this train of mine. Come on up. I got a lifeline, come on up to this train of mine.
We've got time for about two more, and I'll just like Hollis, I'll split it in half, and I'll split it in thirds and sing 12. No, we're all running a little late, and some people have to be other places. But we'll do some more singing in the concert tonight. I would like to do an old Carter family song.
All right.
I live down at the Carter family home place, and my heart sort of gets twisted around every time I hear one of those old songs. I'll finish up with that.
Who will sing for me?
Who will sing for me? Yeah. Well, it's not a Carter family song, but Carter Stanley wrote it, so that's pretty much fun. Yeah, I never get to sing this song. I'm like the Persuasions, I still ain't got no band. So you all get to be my band.
Right. I've got to say for my friends, oh, for my sister. When I come to the cross by the silent sea, tell me who will sing for me.
Let's try it again.
I come to the cross by the silent sea.
When I'm gone,
sands will all be shifting from my sights.
When I'm